You submit, we play it, rinse and repeat.
Here.
Wow.
It's April 23rd, 2007. You're listening to Hear Here with Mark and John.
Yep.
He's Mark. I'm John.
Hey, this is the Trekkie Brothers.
You hired me.
Fix that.
Sorry.
You're fired.
God.
Do you like your non-job?
Yes, I love it, especially since I got fired last week.
Oh, you got fired from your real job last week, huh?
Yes.
Sorry to hear
that. Don't want to mention any names, but we'll just leave it at that.
Hmm.
So I'm just kind of...
You know who you are that no longer employs Mark. You're listening right now, and you know who you are.
Yeah. I guess ultimately I deserved it, but I don't know.
It was
within context of everything, so...
You were too good at your job, and it threatened
yes.
the rest of the employees.
Yes.
It happens to me all the time.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I so rarely work.
Yeah, and also I like taking responsibility for that than for anything else.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Yeah, that's nice.
I also got my wallet stolen.
Oh.
Well, I think I lost it, and then someone picked it up.
By the same person that fired you?
No.
Oh.
That would have been too fun. No.
By the way, I stole your wallet. You're fired.
No. I guess the difference between when someone gets lost and when something gets stolen is when you realize you don't have it, and you realize there was activity on your ATM card at a gas station.
Oh, you know, wow. That's awful when you find out that money has been spent.
My bank actually emailed me saying there's crazy activity on your card right now.
Right.
We're freaking out over here.
Yeah, you know what's weird is they always... I
didn't get the email till the next day.
That they always spend them... when your card gets stolen, usually the money gets spent on two things. At gas stations and at music stores. I mean, this was
music
at least...
stores.
This is what I was told. This was before downloading was the big thing. So
uh-huh.
So whenever I had my card stolen, which has happened once or twice...
Right.
That's what it would be, some like weird charges. I remember getting a call from a bank once, and they were like, did you buy some music recently? And of course I had. And then they were like, in Nebraska? I was like, no, that's not me. So
it's been a weird week.
Sorry.
Because I have to go to the bank every day to get money.
Mm-hmm.
And I probably need to go buy a wallet because I'm just shoving it all in my pocket.
But what are you going
to
buy it with?
Well, I get money.
Right. Oh, okay.
But it's just been a weird week.
Couldn't have possibly been as weird as my weekend.
Oh, you know what? Why are you so competitive?
Well, I'm just saying, I spent the weekend in the 15th century.
Well, I know it must have not been fun having to deal with plague and stuff.
Yeah, good morrow, motherfucker.
You didn't get fired and
no,
you get your wallet stolen.
I didn't. I'm not trying to compete. And now that I think about it, truth is, you have had a worse week than me.
But mostly it was
I just the wanted
worst,
to share
though.
My
yeah.
weekend story. But you know what? Yeah. I'm going to save it for after we go to music.
Okay.
So I'll go first. And I'm going to play a band called The Larksmen, who sent us a record. The only band to ever do that, because we
finally
don't actually take
first
CDs and MP3s.
Right.
So don't send us vinyl, just because it's a big pain in the ass, because I have to put it somewhere.
Did
and
they
it's about
mail
three
it?
Three times the size. Yeah, it came in a big cardboard thing, very professional packaging.
That's wild.
It was very thoughtful. But don't do it again.
Well, look at their album artwork. Maybe they're in a time
nice.
Warp.
Well, I don't know. It's
that's
cool.
That actual time warp happening.
This is a pretty cool rock band, actually. And I say pretty cool because they actually have some reviews here. And it kind of cracks me up that right there. Can you see that?
Mm-hmm.
Their review, it's pretty cool. According to Bob Maximum, Rock and Roll Reviewer. Rippin' garage rock music, highly recommended. Those are some other reviews that they had along with this record. So I'll just play a couple tracks from it.
Can I see that record?
MySpace.com/Larksmen, LARKSMEN, The Larksmen. And we'll just play a couple of tracks from side one.
I forgot how big these are.
I've never actually...
I'm joking.
I haven't seen a record
I
in
deal
forever.
With vinyl all the time, but it is great that we got one sent to us.
We're not talking about vinyl pants. We're talking about actual...
Well,
like,
right.
Okay. You're listening to Hear Here on killradio.org. You hear a little popping and clicking?
That's
nice. A nice touch.
Why is it high school?
You're in LA town, where they all get down. Still others are shy, that's why they keep to themselves. You say that you like it here, but I don't care. You say that you like it here, but I don't care. You say that you like it here, but I don't care. You say that you like it here, but I don't care. Down in OC land, they're all clean cuts.
say that you like it here, but I don't care. You say that you like it here, but I don't care. You say that you like it here, but I don't care. You say that you like it here, but I don't care.
Awesome.
You just wanted to do that.
I did, so desperately. That was The Larksman. Again, you're listening to Here on killradio.org. Guys, thanks so much for submitting this this standout form of music making known as vinyl, which it is actually very, very cool to see. And we do have a vinyl library here at Kill Radio, so we will put it in there. Again, check out myspace.com/larksman, LARKSMEN. And you're listening to Here on killradio.org.
I'm kind of embarrassed how we're kind of looking at that record like it's an artifact. And it is because someone sent it to us. I guess that's
well,
the thing.
Well, it's just that we usually normally just receive MP3s and CDs because it's easier to file.
I know you
and
have
everything.
Records at home, right?
I actually don't. I used to. I had some, but it got to a point where I had 1,000 CDs, 4 records, and not a turntable. So it was just kind of like, I should give this to someone who could use it.
I have 2 portable turntables. One's like a suitcase one from Sears from like the 60s that opens up like a suitcase. And one side's the speaker, one side's the record player. Then I have another one that's kind of the same concept, but it's present day. I got it at Amoeba Records. It's made in Japan, and it has actually RCA outputs on it. That's why I got it, so I can MP3 these vinyl things. But, I mean, I have records, you know, going back to the 1930s, you know.
Awesome.
Yeah. They're just standing there.
Well,
I need to Anyway.
That's still awesome, though, right? Because it's vinyl. It's magically cooler.
Yeah. So.
The Vinyl Mafia hates me. I know it.
So let's talk about, first of all, the Kill Radio fundraiser that happened at Il Corral.
Yeah, I wasn't able to. No, I was out of town this weekend. Mm-hmm. Did you go?
Yeah, it was fun.
It was a cool. What were the bands like? What kind of bands were they? I wasn't familiar with them.
One band. It wasn't being Joanne. No, not her name's not Joanne. What's her name?
I think it's Joanna.
Oh, Joanna.
DJ Joseph. Right. Yeah. I think is what she goes by.
She I don't know what her schedule was like, but you know, for me, you know, me being total closet fascist Nazi and
without the closet.
Closet and
hello
and yeah, it was a total kind of event where there was time in between bands. There was no, perhaps I couldn't tell if the band was setting up or not.
Mm-hmm. It was more of a laid back atmosphere.
Yeah, and it was nice. People were talking.
Oh, cool.
Started talking to us.
Yeah, I heard it went very well. And made a little money for the station.
Yeah. Yeah, Stephen Miller and Nick Reichert and I were talking about Jungian psychology versus Freudian psychology versus metaphysics, and not versus, but kind of.
So there was alcohol
notes.
Involved. That's
yeah,
great.
And it was BYO, so it was kind of fun to see what people brought.
Nice.
Someone accused me of bringing Coors Light. No, it was a big Sapporo in a can. I was like, Coors Light, come on. I'm out of Orange County now.
That is the preferred beer among Klansmen. It's true.
It's the preferred beer among people in Orange County. Same diff, I guess.
Yeah.
You keep looking
just,
behind.
Well, because I was just looking at the schedule, because the DJ who put together the benefit this Saturday,
yeah.
I was just looking at the schedule to see where her show is. It's like
in
the middle
right?
of the night. It's on Tuesdays
technically
from midnight
Wednesdays,
to 2, I think.
Wednesdays from
yeah,
midnight to
it's
2.
It's called Trainwreck. Or no, actually, I think it's from 1 to 3 in the morning. I don't think it starts until 1. Might have moved back to 12, because Constant had a weird
yeah.
schedule for a while.
She started with Kill Radio the same time I did. Like, she mm-hmm. was... We were... going neck and neck in terms of 1, 2, 3 meetings, you know. So mm-hmm. I've known her since I started. So I hadn't seen her in a long time. And have you ever seen her before?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. So it was great. It was fun. It was totally fun. I wanted to go because I just wanted to support the event and just be there and
when
have fun
like
and be a civilian.
I like there are other fundraisers. Right. Like, it must have been nice to go to an event that you didn't organize, that you're not
yeah.
involved with, like, making sure it goes right, but that you can still participate as a member
and I could critique,
not just an audience member.
And I could critique the fuck out of it the whole time. No, I'm joking. I didn't do that at all.
Well, that's cool. I hope that this is the start of many other benefits.
Yeah, well, in May we have two. We have the Hear Hear one that we're doing on May 20th.
Right.
And then Standing Room Only, I believe, is doing one Wednesday, the Wednesday after, May 23rd.
Oh, at Mr. T's Bowl.
Mr. T's Bowl.
Awesome. Well, that should be a fun benefit as well.
So I have to admit, I think the Echo thing kind of opens something up.
And I hope so.
I think it kind of...
If I could take credit for that, then I hope so.
Yeah, and then I think we really also brought it too. We're just putting
yeah.
bands together. We just pushed it forward to the next level, and that's why this is happening, which is great. This is something that even more so we need to do because we're pro bands. We're pro music here, and there's a lot of talent just in LA alone, and we should be showcasing it.
Nice segue. What are you going to play for us?
Oh, is it my turn? Awesome. This is an artist that we all remember. Remember Carmesi?
Yes.
From Baja California, Mexico. Actually, at La Paz, Ivan sent us 3 tracks. I'm playing all 3 because the first 2 are a little on the shorter side, so I knew it would all work, and they're actually really nice. So first we're going to hear, the Trekkie Brothers made a Hear Hear radio ID, so of course we're going to start off with that, and I have to pre-announce that, which seems kind of lame.
The Trekkie Brothers.
But it's a first, so it's kind of like a new thing. So we're going to go to the Trekkie Brothers, reminding you that you're listening to Hear Hear, and then we're going to go to Carmesi, 3 tracks. The first one will be... Delirious. You're listening to Hear Hear on KillRadio.org, which now you're going to hear it again, that you're listening to Hear Hear on KillRadio.org.
Hey, this is the Trekkie Brothers.
And you're listening to
Hear Hear, Hear on Kill Radio.
Here, here.
Here, here, killradio.org. I love those songs that just, they tell you got 15 seconds to go.
Damn it.
It's like done. 15, yeah. 14, 13 of silence. That was Carmessi, of course. That song was called Balloon Parte Dos. Before that, we heard Oscuraku, and then we start off again with Delirius.
Here it is.
Carmessi is out of La Paz, Baja California, Mexico. And we've played him now. I think it's like the third time we've played him on the show.
Yeah, he was one of the first artists that we played.
Literally like
back.
A year ago.
Yeah. So no, I think the sudden endings, I always wonder if there's like that 20 seconds left, if maybe there's a hidden 3-second track
right.
that I'm not aware of.
Someone going, hee hee hee. So, Carmessi, if you're listening, mándanos más música, por favor. Estamos esperando, gracias.
Yeah, send us some more music too. That'd be great. Here, killradio.org. And so let me tell you about my weekend.
Yeah, please, because it sounds embarrassingly wonderful.
It was so peculiar.
For me as a spectator, go.
It was so peculiar. So a friend of mine invited me to... Well, a friend of mine is involved. A
friend of mine that I hope doesn't listen to the show.
Well, I'm not going to say anything bad about him. He hasn't done anything.
Okay.
He was very nicely invited me to hang out with him for the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of like, he can't make it to my wedding, so he's like, hey, here's a sort of a thing you could do. You know, you're not having a bachelor party, so why not just like get out of reality for a little bit. He works at the Renaissance Fair in Irwindale. And he does this play, and he walks around and hassles people in a funny accent and stuff like that. And
is he a beggar?
No, his team, they are, from what I can tell, Italian stereotypes from the 15th century. So they're just, you know, they're just dressed very boisterously, and they're very loud, and they pick, they're like a family, a traveling comedy
uh-huh,
troupe kind
uh-huh.
of thing. And so I kept putting it off, thinking, I don't know if this is something I want to do. And, anyway, I decided last minute, why not? You know, it'll
uh-huh.
be an interesting story to tell Mark on here. So I went there early Saturday morning with my friend. And he had a free ticket for me and everything. And then I get there and I discover, like, so then I go in as a customer and he goes around the back way as an employee. And then he shows me, they have like this little back area behind their tent. You know, they perform in front of their tent, and then
right.
behind the tent, they cook, they change. It's like an outdoor backstage, so to speak.
Right.
And I discovered that I wasn't really supposed to be there. Out like after hours, because
uh-huh.
like in the park closes, the plan was we were going to camp there, except he didn't, there was no like permit or anything for me to be there. It would have been illegal because it's like a state park or something like that.
Right.
So I couldn't leave that little camping area until the fair opened up the next day. So there I am sitting back there with just my friend and the occasional other Renaissance person that would come in, just kind of drinking and passing the time and freezing my ass off and waiting to go to sleep. That's the negative part of it. During the day, I spent the whole day just kind of drinking and smoking cigars and just walking aimlessly around by myself. This netherworld, this peculiar interpretation of a variety of things that happened over a series of 500 years
right.
in 10 different countries.
God.
And, you know, it's kind of like an amusement park without the rides.
Yeah.
And I could talk a lot of trash about it. Like I don't know why anybody would want to participate in this kind of trash. But I guess there is that sort of escaping reality thing that there were moments where it was, you know, mildly amusing. But the weirdest thing is there seemed to be more employees and volunteers than customers.
Really?
Maybe not literally more, but there was this sense that almost everybody there was working for them or volunteering for them, and that I was one of the few customers dressed in, you know, civilian clothes. And what's even funnier about that is they were all way drunker than any of the customers. Like, the people who work at Renaissance Fair start drinking at 10 in the morning.
Oh, my God.
And so it's this very strange world.
It's carny atmosphere, kind of.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's definitely like a carnival thing. And man, the things that they had to sell there, it was all crap. I spent 48 hours looking for a little tchotchka to bring home to Shannon. Like, oh, I brought you a souvenir from Renaissance World. And I could not find one thing that wasn't like just ridiculous. You know, like way too expensive. And
Or ridiculous in a bad way.
Okay. the thing that sticks out the most to me was I was walking around with a wooden beer mug that they had backstage, and mine was like full of vodka and cranberry juice or something.
Oh.
And I happened to walk by the stand where apparently they sell those wooden beer mugs, and so someone's calling out to me in this made-up accent that never existed,
right?
Saying something like, you "like nice mug, mind. Good sir," or something like that. Oh. And it just came out of me without even thinking. I said, "Thanks, I work out." And I thought that was really dumb, but I couldn't turn around or take it back. I just kept on walking. And I went to watch some wenches sing about their vaginas or something. It was very...
Oh, how sweet.
That's the weirdest thing about the Renaissance Fair, aside from the fact that they all call it Ren Fair, like that, like there's like a lingo to it, and that there are various levels of coolness, like how Ren you are, and which is kind of like debating over how good a solitaire player you are.
Right.
But the funniest thing about it is that it's got, there's this completely blurry line between it being for children and for families, and it being about cock and balls.
Right.
Like there's constant reference to sex and burlesque themes,
right,
and alcohol and just like everything that, you know, philandering, you know.
Right, right.
But at the same time, there's all these, like, you know, people in pretty costumes smiling,
right,
and there's a lot of children there too.
You know, it's because it's all these drama theater arts people who are in both worlds. And here they are, kind of in the, oh, we're dressed up, we're doing Shakespeare, and oh, and we
but
also
in their
have
real
all
lives, they're also adults who drink
frustrated
and
sexuality and
wow.
Yeah.
It's interesting. So anyway, if you ever get an opportunity to spend 48 hours by yourself in a Renaissance Fair, call me. I'll tell you all about it.
And I'd like to thank you, John, for giving us your tips about the Ren Fair. Yeah, Ren Fair. 2007 here in Irwindale, Los Angeles, California. Thank you so much.
Yeah. But
everyone, John Hirschfeld.
I don't want to say that. I don't want to say that it was like a completely bad experience. It was really cool of my friend to invite me out there. And no. there was enough fun to have there for a solid 4 hours. It's just that I was there for like 48 hours.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And I got sunburned too.
Now, did it rain on you yesterday?
In the morning, but okay. Yeah.
I don't know
what happens when that rains on that place. Everyone must completely freak out.
Yeah. Speaking of freaking out, should we go to music?
Okay, I thought you had something to say.
No, I really
okay,
don't.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so that was my my weekend, which is why I couldn't be I couldn't be contacted because I was in the 15th century or whenever the hell the Renaissance.
You had no cell phone.
Nobody
reception.
There seemed to know when the Renaissance took place either. I was like, give me like a 300-year period. They're like, you know,
it's the 1600s.
Before iPods. See, that's actually, most recent that I've heard.
No, it had to have been before that.
Hey, somebody let us know when the Renaissance was, because we might be able to save the fair. There's still two more weeks. Instant
two
message
more
us.
Weeks.
AOL Instant Messenger. It's Kill Radio Station is the handle. And I'm going to go ahead and play some music from a band called The Challenger Deep that sent us a CD. And you can check them out, myspace.com/TheChallengerDeep. And this is what they sound like. You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org.
Play, please.
Seriously. There we go.
My call, he's coming. Next time that you go running, my call,
Okay, Mark.
Okay.
You understand? I agree that he's wrong, but that's what he did.
I just I agree that he's an idiot. I didn't know I was implying that with the way I was talking. But,
but you were.
The sound of my voice, boy.
Sorry, we're trying to figure out a technical bickering aspect of receiving submissions in the appropriate way. Never mind us. We're just the hosts of the show. That was The Challenger Deep, myspace.com/TheChallengerDeep. And we were listening to the tracks Cypher and Convent Station. And they come to us out of San Diego, California. Thank you so much for your submission. And whew, I just threw you in the Kill Radio Library.
Yay.
Is it like that?
Good sound effects.
Thank you.
So Friday night, I went to a Friday was 420, right? Yeah. I went to a 420 party at this warehouse in the South Park area of downtown LA near Staples Center. And
for those of you who don't know, 420, that's National Colorectomy Day.
Yeah. So we
Colorectomy Cancer Awareness Day.
Yeah. So it was great because it was a new hose. It was filtered water this time. It wasn't done with vodka, which we did last time, which was a nightmare.
You're talking about bongs, right? Or are we still talking about enemas?
I'm going with what you said, John. If you want to turn in a certain direction, I'm not going to deny you. I'm going to go for it.
Okay. So you were celebrating Hitler's birthday.
Is April 20th Hitler's birthday? Oh, so yes. See, you would think I would know that, the closet little Nazi that
so
I am.
So you were celebrating Columbine. Can we move on?
Yeah, I know, huh? No, it was just nice because it was actually kind of a date, and he's a bike messenger that works downtown. There's like really obviously an army of them because I've met now, I think, 1,000 bike messengers that work downtown that he knows every single one. We go to the Kill Radio benefit Saturday night. There's a whole bunch of them there too. I guess it's because it's that same punk rock slacker stoner hippie personality kind of thing
that allows the flexibility for a job like bike messenger.
Right. That includes you know, high tech bikes and funky clothing and.
But they all stay in really good shape because even though they drink a lot and eat poorly, they exercise all day every day on their bikes.
Most, yes. Yeah. Overall, you are correct. Yes.
Interesting. So I like that too, an army of bike messengers. It's just an interesting image.
Oh my! Well, that's what it felt like.
If we had invaded Iraq with bike messengers, the government would be set up on time. And
we wouldn't be losing $1 billion.
Yeah.
We would have a drug problem of all this opium coming in from Afghanistan into Iraq, but also there'd be a total pot and hashish problem there as well. So go figure. But it was fun. We heard some bands, and it was this old warehouse. It looked like some sort of like old car depot for, I don't know, taxis or something. And the guy goes, yeah, I think I'm going to turn into a sports bar. And it's a huge space.
Cool.
Yeah. So that was Friday night, and I got the giggles from whatever I smoked. It was great. This guy comes out, and we're all talking, we're staring at the Staples Center, and he goes, they should build a high-rise apartment building on top of the Staples Center. That'd be awesome. This is guy talking, and he's...
So you go to Lakers games in the garage?
And I'm looking at him like, what? And then I see he's serious, and then so I... go, no, what we should do because of all the space that's lit up, we should build these big, huge propellers like helicopters and then have these suspended buildings. And he goes, that's a great idea. I was like, and then I started laughing. And the guy I'm dating started laughing. We were just like giggling over that because it was the stupidest. I just went with stoner conversation and I was connecting with people.
Fantastic. Good for you. Well, that's what it's all about. It's about connecting with people. Definitely.
Yeah.
Let's go to music.
Okay.
What do you got?
This is a band. Do you remember I told you about... This was a while ago, and I don't know... I apologize. This band should have been played sooner, but somehow it fell through the cracks, but I found it. Remember I told you about that goth club I went to at Zen Sushi? This was like back in, I want to say January.
Mark, you have to recognize that I only listen to every other thing you say. So if it was an odd thing, okay. I might remember it. That was an even.
This wasn't an odd thing? This seems... Oh, in
you
terms
had
of honor even? Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. So anyway...
Actually, it does sound vaguely familiar.
So this is a band called Hardware. I actually met them. They were outside handing out their CD, and I go, hey, I work for an internet radio station called... Well, work. Quote, unquote, work. I party, I guess, or I suffer at an internet radio station called killradio.org, and I co-DJ a submission show called Here, Here. He goes, oh, here. That's all I had to say. He didn't even hesitate.
Nice.
He didn't qualify me any further. I would have been like, well, what kind of music do you play? Do you play goth industrial tech? Oh, really? You don't? Well, I don't know about that. Thanks. I'll have to get back to you. Thanks. No, but he gave it to me. So this is a good song. It's called Declaration of War. Band's called Hardwire. They're out of Phoenix, Arizona. and it's myspace.com/hardwire. You're listening to Here on killradio.org.
Good morrow to you, fair maiden.
Here, here, killradio.org.
Yes.
That was a, I guess I'll just call it a DJ group called Lincoln Six Echo out of Poland. Their MySpace page is myspace.com/Lincoln666. I checked out their, when you go there, you'll see that they're actually connected to, this is just one of the names that they perform under. And I really like that track a lot. There's going to be more that we're going to hear from them next week. That cool. track was called The Park Plaza. And again, it's Lincoln Six Echo out of Poland. I think that's our first submission from Poland.
Actually, I don't think it is.
Really?
I think it's like our second. Because I remember playing something from Poland a while back.
Okay.
But yeah, it's nice that we're getting music from all over the world.
Yeah.
Also, I mean, I really enjoyed listening to that just because, I mean, it was good. And in addition to that, it was...
I've wanted to get more DJ so music different. On the show.
Yeah, it's nice that we get this wide variety of music from that's hard always, rock to
that's
electronica.
That's always my goal. And then before that, again, was Hardwire out of Phoenix, Arizona. There was a song called Declaration of War. Their MySpace page is myspace.com/hardwire. And you know what? I didn't mention this when I started that set that we did a little while back with Kermesse out of Mexico. And I said, you know, in Spanish, send us more music, please. And I looked at my email, and I have some Kermesse that were sent today. So that's pretty funny. But I never said his MySpace page. His MySpace page is myspace.com/Kermesse. That's KARMESI. And again, all this information, you can either find out from us by instant messengers here at the station during the show. Here at Kill Radio, any of the shows, all the shows, we use the handle Kill Radio Station, all one word, Kill Radio Station. So we'd be happy to give you any of this information, pass it on to you if you've missed it. And I guess just to be even more redundant, you know, the show's going to be available for podcasts. So you can get all this information by getting the podcast either through iTunes.
Just go to myspace.com/hearhear. That's HEAR_HERE.
Mm-hmm.
And there should be a link to the podcast there.
There is.
That you can subscribe to. And if you don't do the podcast thing, you can always download every episode just by going to the blog on our MySpace and following the link to the download page.
Yeah, we list the each week's show, the link where we archive it through killradio.org.
So
thank you so much.
Speaking of Mexico, well, there's this promotions company called Ricky Rock Promociones that sends us music periodically, mostly rock and Espanol.
Mm-hmm.
And they've sent us this CD by a band called El Tri. El Tri? It's so hard for me to roll my R's right after a
tri,
T.
Tri.
Yeah,
it's hard. You have to smile
really
wide.
I have no problem
with
the R rolling itself, but when it comes after
T. No, it's because as Americans, we don't smile.
Oh, well, it's true. I'm
and
not
you have
smiling
to really
now.
Smile beginning with the T in the first place and then going into the R. Tri.
Oh, yeah, it does help.
See,
it does help.
I took Spanish, so that's I remember my Spanish teacher going, she goes, smile. She got like, she points her cheeks really wide, and she looked like a freak, like she's doing face exercises. She goes, Y.
Interesting.
But shut up.
Fascinating. Really, tell me more when we're playing the song. Anyway, so this band, they have an album called Desde el Otro Lado, and I guess it's a recording of a live performance. Because there's an audience there that seems to be enjoying it very much. And so I'm going to play a track here called Che Guevara. So here you go. You're listening to Here on killradio.org.
Thank you.
De nuestro nuevo disco, que es esa madre que está ahí, el disco número 40 de la discografía del Tri, y para el valedor que trae la bandera de revolución con la imagen del Che Guevara, una rolita que compusimos específicamente para Ernesto, el Che Guevara, con las palmas de la raza, claro. Hey. Soy hijo de una familia de aristócratas. La República de las Pampas, pero su espíritu aventurero lo llevo a recorrer el mundo. Él es el padre de la Revolución Cubana. Ni Fidel se comparan con él. Ernesto Che Guevara fue un revolucionario que siempre puso a temblar al tío Sam. Y a los que no creían en la revolución, se mostró que lo imposible se puede lograr. Y pa' cuando la muerte lo alcanzó en Bolivia, su nombre ya estaba escrito en la historia. Ernesto Che Guevara, revolucionario, que siempre fue fiel a su idea. Victoria siempre, remando contra la corriente, nos motivó a luchar por la libertad.
Okay, now bring us
woo,
up.
Woo,
fade that out.
Yay.
So there you go. That was El Tri. and you can go to myspace.com/... motherfucker.
Yeah.
I can't remember. I think it's El Tri Music. ELTRI. It might be El Tri Band. And anyway, thank you, Ricky
yeah.
Rock Promotions, for sending us this. And you're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org. You send it,
we play it.
And that's how we roll, yo.
Dog.
Check it out, dog.
Yo.
So
yesterday.
Yes.
I
remember it well.
Went to this club called Dragon in Redondo Beach. It's a house music club that's right on the walkway that leads to the pier. And it's kind of a weird place because it plays club music. It plays house music specifically. And a lot of beach people are there. And it's raining. And
so everybody's inside.
No, a lot of people smoke.
Oh, so
everybody's
outside
on the
rain.
Patio in the rain, including me. I'm dressed like a normal person for rain, but obviously I'm dressed like an urbanite for rain because I'm wearing a jacket and a sweater and pants.
And everybody else is wearing like
tank
beach
tops, flip flops, shorts.
Even though it's not warm.
Yeah. Maybe a hooded sweater, hooded shirt, hooded jacket, whatever. But no, what's cool is friends of mine, they've met this promoter that does fundraisers at the Playboy Mansion. And they're really good friends of mine, and my friend DJ's there, and she helps promote it, his wife, both really good friends of mine. And they met this musician, this magician that has performed there. So actually, when I was on my way over there, we picked him up at his hotel and then went down there, and he was just going to hang out because he was in town because there was, I guess, some event. It's like a fundraiser for, they do these major fundraisers at the Playboy Mansion, like for Special Olympics.
Oh.
Every week.
You think they'd do one for Kill Radio?
Oh, I'm sure.
We should do a here fundraiser at the Playboy Mansion. How cool would that be?
That'd be awesome. It'd be so fucked up. There'd be so much vomit in that pool of theirs in the grotto. Because I've seen photos. There's like a grotto and a phone.
Even the word grotto makes me feel a little queasy.
Yeah. So anyway, so this magician, his name's Nick. Really cool guy from Chicago.
It's a good magician name.
Flew him out. I can't remember his last name. I wish I could remember. But flew him out to do this event. I guess he's done other events there. So we start talking about magic. He pulls a card out of his hand. He goes, "Mark, you see this card?" I go, "Yeah." And he puts it on my hand. I think he places his hand over my hand. And then he looks like he's putting some attention on it. Like furrowed brow kind of thing. I'm like,
uh-huh.
"What's he doing?"
On your hand?
Opens his hand. Lifts his hand up, and as he lifts his hand up, the card starts floating away like a fluttering butterfly.
Oh,
and I
God.
Don't see no string. No, God, wait.
Wow.
And then, this is the other thing. I have props to show the other things he did.
Oh, my goodness. Did he at any point burn a hole in an article of clothing, and you had a tattoo of somebody
no,
you were
was
thinking
waiting for
of
that one.
On
yeah,
your
yeah.
navel?
Or on the taxi cab? No, where is that quarter?
Oh, he left you with props?
Yeah, because he did them to me.
My goodness.
Okay. He All put right. this quarter in my hand.
I hope everybody's listening.
He put this quarter where Whoa. I put my initials on it, where I initial with a Sharpie, MIC. It's a quarter.
Can I hold it?
Yeah.
I'm looking at a quarter that's
Wait,
been...
wait, wait. Don't say it. So he puts it in my hand, puts his hand over it, mm-hmm. does some magic hocus pocus.
Mm-hmm.
And then I open my hand, and the quarter, as you can see, is totally fucking bent. Like someone had like really just bent it.
And you had written your initials on it
before it was my quarter.
It was bent. Well, so maybe then, it was you that bent.
Man,
and the quarter is still
then
flat.
He does
so I'm looking at a quarter that's actually
noticed.
Kind of mangled, like it was hit by a train.
Yeah, that's what. And my initials are still on
meant. It. Well, there's something on it. Yeah.
MIC, yeah. So then, do you see anything missing from this dollar in that space?
Yeah, totally.
He had me write my name on the back.
Goes there.
It was a dollar.
Uh-huh.
And then normally there's a little E thing, and he puts it on his hand, places it on a hat, and then rubs it, and then look where he placed the E.
Oh, so he moved the
he
E.
He moved the E.
The E stamp
signal,
that says
yeah.
Federal Reserve Bank. Of
and I'm sure these
wow.
are all great, just simple tricks. But man, can I just tell you, magicians are hot.
Is this note
was
is
so,
this note still legal tender?
That was, no. Oh, I guess probably, but no one's gonna notice.
You should try to buy something with it and see.
No,
if
I'm
you,
keeping it, man. This was foreplay. You don't get it. I was so turned on. And
was this a gay magician?
No, it didn't matter. It was just there was something so sexy. But I was talking to my friend Melissa. Because yeah, you should. And Jackie was saying at the Playboy Mansion, all these girls just start falling around. There's something sexy about it, and I couldn't explain it either because it's not really that big of a deal. He bent a dollar. He screwed up a quarter of mine. He stole from me basically.
He fucked up a dollar.
And he fucked up my dollar.
Seriously,
but something there was
go
something...
buy something with that dollar and eat it, and then and then see how
see if it comes out of his ass.
See if that's the equivalent of selling your soul to the devil. See what happens.
So that was yesterday.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, between your little magician experience and the blankety-blank Ren Faire, I think we've had quite a weekend.
Weekend, God.
Yeah. Well, why don't we play some more music in
is
that
it my
event?
Turn?
It certainly
oh,
is.
It is. I'm last track. We're going to go to Los Angeles. We haven't played anyone from Los Angeles yet. This is an artist by the name of Cavort. His MySpace page is myspace.com/Cavortsdrama. CAVORTSDRAMA.
Who do we appreciate?
Cavort's drama. Let me finish spelling
spell,
so people know.
You spell
know.
Like a cheerleader.
Well, I want to enunciate because I sometimes I'm loose with my diction, so to speak.
Yeah, you're loose.
This song. This is a song called "What Love Is This." You're listening to here on KillRadio.org. What is that sound?
That's
something's wrong.
That's the sound of.
What?
The iTunes.
No, there's something wrong now.
Oh, you're not totally plugged in. God. There you go. You're in the car. That's me articulating.
She was sitting in my back seat, looking at my rear view, staring dead straight at me. But it wasn't plain to see. I guess I'd be my girl if I had a chance to see.
speak. But up in my passenger seat, a chick so sweet, it wasn't fair to me because I didn't meet the focus. Conjure up that hocus pocus, put a spell on me. I told her if you feel the beat, feel free to get between the sheets. Sitting in the thick of the streets, I'm thinking to myself, why is she sitting with me? Am I really that fresh to death? A chick peeps one look, can't catch a breath, but then I just slay the rest. Here's the test: 1 + 1 = 1, maybe not 2. It's just me and you. I foolish match moves just to have a job to do. Is this what it comes to? Little kids catching fish just to catch a fix. What love is this? It's a real counterfeit. Hey. What love is this? What love is this? What love is this? What love is this? It's a real counterfeit. What love is this? What love is this? What love is this? I said, what love is this? I think it's really counterfeit. Always in my deepest stance, I need to take a chance before this feeling in my pants takes up on my right hand. My right hand, man, told me if you can, keep your head up out the clouds and keep your feet on solid land. I told baby that I do understand that you got a man, but check it out, that's just how I am. I go to the beach and I always leave with sin. The prince I am, cold Mac like, damn. I got it all figured out. Just plant the seed and watch a motherfucker sprout. In and out, when in doubt, it's not about getting in between the seams of her jeans. I know that's how it seems to tend to occupy the man's dreams, but we've seen the things to change the woman's self-esteem. Little kids pitching fish just to catch a fix. What love is this? Is it really a counterfeit? Hey. What love is this? 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 Is it really a counterfeit? What love is this? What love is this? What love is this? I said, what love is this? I think it's really counterfeit. Over joking that ill shit. Sit down and listen, keep it popping with the pills with. Overly overdosing the pose and cop that feel shit. The real still feels like Jack and Jill. Peeling up the hill to build for the fight is still surreal. Popping pills for seals. Soaking in the bathtub, feet hurt from her heels. Call her on the phone, she needs someone to prank with. Just got out of prison, still carries 2 shank sticks. Who ain't sick? The bitch is too tainted. Fainted, woke up, told me, boo, please stank it. For why? She replied, poor guy. She has sore thighs, rides rodeo for core cries. The more the horror cries, she opens up tour tries. Hoping for a re-ride to open up poor skies. Yeah, but she's that wide-eyed. Looks like Biggie Smalls before we die at Cedar Sinai. Shaking like a bobble, very spasmodic. Before she toppled, claims to be very charismatic. Spread eagle say, go ahead and take a stab at it. Cause she knows a dude in bed is just like a jackrabbit. Then realized and said, this is a bad tag. It has a habit of giving the nod like a crack addict. Yeah, yeah. My mother genuine trap, my mother genuine trap, my mother genuine trap. Open a bottle of my mother genuine trap, my mother genuine trap, my mother genuine traps. Going on me down, my mother genuine trap, my mother genuine trap, my mother genuine traps. Open up some mother genuine trap, my mother genuine trap, my mother genuine trap. Check it. She tried to put the okie doke, put me in the quarter and then tried to poke me broke. What a jokey joke, got her with that soaky soul. Taking cold the lines of snow just for that cokey toke. Yo, more snows in the Alps, said those are for pals. Mad hoes like a cow, kapow, it's all worthwhile. That Cosmore smile picked it up in the fourth owl. Right next to the Miller genuine draft. If you dream those up, they'll get a killer, come in and laugh. From a real woman sitting up in your path. It's not the denim itching, it's you pinning up with them crabs. Arson cats, while you knitting up in the laughs. A blast from the past, like wine in the glass flags. I'm too fast and I act like I blew past. New blue drab, blew through a few new mags. I just spit a loogie. You said that dude is too nasty like a dude shit of dookie. It's Excuse me, I didn't pick the duty. Need beer to go with my Rudy Sooty, fresh and fruity. I'm too drunk for booty. No homo aspirations in the trunk like Stewie. Hey Yoda, a favor, can you do me? Pop open a bottle cause I'm suck tight, it's soothing. My melody genuine drive, my melody genuine drive, my melody genuine drive. Pour me some my melody genuine drive, my melody genuine drive, my melody genuine drive. Cold filter is melody genuine drive, melody genuine drive, drive, melody genuine, genuine melody drive, drive, genuine melody, melody genuine drive. Yeah, lager beer, man, you're a genuine drive.
Here, here.
That, again, is Cavort, hailing from Los Angeles, California. Praise God. Very happy about that. He's a local artist. MySpace.com/Cavort's Drama. That song was called, obviously, MGD. That was the drunken version, which sounded very much of Sound, Mind, and Body. So I wonder what the sober version sounds like. Maybe it's opposite. Maybe you know how some people have become
maybe
better.
The sober version is sounds like Vanilla Ice. Because that was cool.
and then before that, we heard What Love Is This? Again, the artist's name is called Cavort out of Los Angeles, and I like those tracks a lot.
Nice.
Yep.
You're listening to Here on KillRadio.org, where we play what people send us. And I'm going to jump right into an artist by the name of Josh Hayden, who is also LA-based, and interestingly enough, this will also come to you with some hip-hop beats, even though this is more of an indie folk rock, well, I don't know about folk, this is more of an indie singer-songwriter kind of act, but this album was produced by Dan the Automator from Handsome Boy Modeling School, which is, I don't know if Mark, are you familiar with their music?
I'm not familiar
it's
with it, I've heard
of it. Insanely good hip-hop. And not just hip hop, but also like turntablism and trip hop, and you know, it's music and hip hop music. You know what I mean? So that's a nice person to have your album produced by.
Yeah.
Also, some of the other guests on this album, and I'm talking about an album called "Devoted" by Josh Hayden, include Kid Koala, who's an amazing turntablist and keyboardist, John Medeski from Medeski Martin and Wood. So. Pretty damn cool. I'm going to play a couple of random tracks from this album, and you can go to joshhayden.com or myspace.com/Josh Hayden. That's J-O-S-H-H-A-D-E-N, Hayden. So here you go. You're listening to Hear Here on killradio.org.
And I just hung up the phone. You were feeling all alone. Girl, you know I want to help you. Girl, you wanted to confide how you felt deep down inside. Girl, you know I want to be with you. And the crying in my heart ever since we've been apart, it's because I want you so bad. And true love will never die. Girl, I'll never say goodbye. You're my girl, I want you so bad. Ever since I've been away, girl, you haven't felt okay. There's an empty place inside you. Baby, I just want to say, I want to hold you every day. Girl, I promise I'll be there soon. And the crying in my heart ever since we've been apart, it's because I want you so bad. And true love will never die. Girl, say goodbye. You're my girl, I want you so bad. The night turns into dawn. Girl, our love is so strong. The dawn turns into day. Girl, you know I love you always. And the crying in my heart ever since we've been apart, it's because I want you so bad. And true love will never die. Girl, I'll never say goodbye. You're my girl, I want you so bad. And the crying in my heart ever since we've been apart, it's because I want you so bad. And true love will never die. Girl, I'll never say goodbye. You're my girl, I want you so bad.
Listening here on killradio.org. That was Josh Hayden, and you should check out this album, Devoted. Go to myspace.com/Josh Hayden or joshhayden.com. Anybody who noodles around with the people from Handsome Boy Modeling School is cool by me, as well as Medeski, Martin and Wood, and Kid Koala. That's damn cool. So let's see. Oh, and some might know him, by the way, as the brother of the Hayden triplets.
Yep. And the son of...
and the son of Charlie Hayden, jazz bassist. Or some might know him just as the guy who submitted to Hear Here on KillRadio.org.
Or oh, my neighbor who lives down the street.
Yeah, exactly.
That guy who drives that beat-up car.
So we are very fortunate to have the Truckee Brothers here in the background. We're going to set them up in a minute and talk to them and do a little live stuff. But we got a couple more submissions to play before we get to that. And so why don't we just...
Yeah, so this is a band out of Buffalo, New York. They're called the Failures Union. This is a track called Friends in Jail. MySpace.com/TheFailuresUnion. Let's go to now. Friends in Jail. We can all relate to this. Here.
KillRadio.org.
It starts off quiet.
Shh. Ah, here it comes.
You are drawn to scale.
Valleys in the sky are only low when you are high. The clouds that we walk on are just dancing in the night. Do you hear the dark meow? Gravity has failed me once again. I'm high.
job, guys. Let's go home.
Here, here, here. On killradio.org. You send it, we play it, myspace.com/herehere, H-E-A-R, underscore H-E-R-E. You can send us CDs to the address on the website. You can send us MP3s to the address on the website, and we'll play them.
That was Kennebus Dream out of Arlington, Texas. That song was called Stoner Nation. myspace.com/kennebusdream. Not a question mark, a statement, at least with their MySpace page address. But as a band, it's Kennebus Dream is a question. Nice. John, let's think about that. Cannabis Dream.
Cannabis Dream? Why can't a bus dream?
You know what that's supposed to be, right? Come on, you're more 420 than I am.
Yeah, but I don't want to say it out loud.
What? Cannabis Dream?
Cannabis Dream?
Yeah.
Cannabis Dream.
Yeah.
Cannabis Dream?
We've had those dreams.
I'm having one right now. It feels like
oh.
it.
Oh. I've not had one with you.
Bands, so I make sure that I can...
And then before that, we heard The Failures Union out of Buffalo, New York. myspace.com/thefailuresunion. That track was called Friends in Jail. So we kind of went Friends in Jail, Stoner Nation. Maybe there's a correlation that I did subconsciously in my own twisted subconscious atmosphere in which I reside.
We may never know.
We won't. We're just not going to... I'm not willing to go there.
I have no idea what you're saying to me
right
now.
Not willing to do the work.
We're listening to ourselves speak on killradio.org. We have set up 1,000 microphones get ready for our live performance and interview with Trucky Brothers. And that will be going up in just a few minutes. In the meantime, I'm going to play a CD sent to us by an act called Oxygen. You can check them out by going to myspace.com/oxygenrocks. And that's Oxygen, R-O-X. We're going to listen to two tracks here, A Lot on My Mind, and Figure It Out. Thank you so much for your submission to here on killradio.org.
I gotta tell you, baby, we're feeling sad.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, yes. Very nice.
That last part made me sad.
It was very... Did Zelda find the coin? It was different from the rest of the sound, which was pretty rocking. It's Oxygen, myspace.com/OxygenRocks. That's rocks spelled the traditional R-O-X way and not the yuppie R-O-C-K-S way. You're listening to Hear Here on KillRadio.org, and boy, are you lucky. We have special guests right here in the studio. We call them the Truckee Brothers. They probably also refer to themselves that way. And they come to us from our good friends at Gorgeous PR. Thanks, Jim. So why don't we just start with some introductions. Our listeners have already heard some of your music. We played some music last week. Yeah, and your hilarious PSAs. So why don't we just go one by one around the room, put your face in front of a mic, and tell us who you are.
I'm Art on bass.
Yes, and what you play. That's good, too.
Yeah. I'm Katie.
Katie's on many things. I'm Pete, and I'm on one of the guitars.
Hemi on drums. Woo!
All right. So, and is this what the sort of full sound of the whole band? What do you usually?
This
have
is not
together?
The full sound.
Right. This is obviously layered down.
Zithers and banjos and
triangle.
I play the jaw harp.
No, it's drums, bass. Electric guitars and piano and electric piano. So
cool. Well, are you guys ready to throw a live song at us?
Sure. Hey, like I said earlier, whatever you want us to do, man.
Because we got a good throwing arm.
All right, cool. All right, we'll get the mics all set up. And what are you gonna play first?
Gritty.
Gritty pretty.
All right, you're listening to Hear Here on KillRadio.org. Our guests are the Truckee Brothers. Whenever you're ready.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Can't keep a secret, I can't keep my mouth shut. Steal a week from a cardboard election. God help the woman in the frozen food section. Pretty, pretty, pretty eloquence. Pretty, pretty, pretty eloquence, yeah. Pretty, pretty, pretty eloquence. You feel my bee sting. Make one I love, they declare. Ain't no iffy, but there's gotta be more than rockets, red glare. Pretty, 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 pretty eloquence. Pretty, 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 pretty eloquence, yeah. Pretty, 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 pretty eloquence. Fuck off.
I think that's the first string broken on this show. It's kind of a milestone.
Hey, let's hear it for
us.
Katie, yay! Mr. Stringbreaker.
Right.
Yes.
So, this makes more sense to me.
Yes, it is. It's in the front pocket.
So you guys are from San Diego, right?
We are from San Diego, yeah. Well, not originally, but we all abide currently in San Diego.
You imbibe?
We imbibe, and the dude abides in San Diego.
Nice. So where are you guys from originally, then?
Ott.
Oh,
I'm from the east.
Okay. Wow.
I'm from the east.
So how far east?
So
El Paso? Just keep going east and then like
before you get
east
to the
east coast.
East coast. Uh-huh. Great.
So
elusive. You know, this is an elusive band.
Been hearing a lot about you guys. Have been gigging out a lot lately, and you know, you got your publicist team getting your word out there. You're making these PSAs and stuff like that. So it sounds like you guys are sort of on the cusp of
on the cusp
a big
of,
something
of almost being someplace, but not quite.
But is this the end result of like of many years, or how long has this band been working towards? You know, with this cusp.
Towards this cusp in particular. That's
highlight.
A big leading question.
Yeah. Well, we've been a band, what, like 3.5 years?
Mm-hmm.
So,
and basically the first 3 years, we didn't tell anybody about us.
So we were secret.
We've got this really great promotional scheme that if we don't tell anybody about us,
nobody will know about us.
How's that working out for you so far?
It's great. It's fantastic.
It's great. Like, nobody knows we exist. It's perfect.
But you guys have an album that people can get, correct?
Yes. Yeah, we have two previous records. One called Came From the Speakers, which is available at TruckyBrothers.com and online at Amazon and iTunes and all that. And then this, the limited edition of this new record, Double Happiness, comes out on May 8th. And then with a full national release on July 24th.
Nice.
On Populux Records. So,
is this new album at all? Is it an evolution, or is it at all different from the albums that you released before? Is this a new version of the band in some way?
It's a completely new version of the band in how we approach the record. And
I have a different personality every album.
And this one, he's actually not too difficult to deal with. You know,
really,
I'm guessing the
this
next
one. This one he just breaks strings.
Yeah, the next one he's probably going to go Liberace on us.
No.
Well, whatever works. What's your MySpace page and your website and everything?
MySpace.com/Truckee Brothers, and that's with two E's. So Truckee, TRUCKEE, and Brothers fully spelled out.
We ain't bros. We don't have fros. We don't got bros.
We have no right to be called bros.
Is this a family band?
One traveling family.
I don't mean by default. I just mean
who's mommy?
Who's mommy?
Well, the question is who's? Well, it's the same daddy. It's a who's mommy.
Who's the mother?
Daddy got around a bit, and we
brothers from different mothers is what.
We're... Where are you guys playing next?
We're going to be playing down in San Diego before we head off on tour. We'll be back here in the summer, but we'll be in San Diego on Friday, a benefit for a gentleman named Eric Voltz, who's in prison in Nicaragua for murder, which all the evidence points that he didn't commit. And he's got hearings this next week, appeals hearings. So this is an effort to support him. And then a kind of a pre-record release show down at the Casbah down there, which is our home club in San Diego.
I love that place.
On the May 18th. It's a great, great club, and we're very lucky to call it home.
Now, are you guys involved with an organization that promotes these types of political events, like this fundraiser? Or is
no.
this something you guys seek out on your own and you just
no,
want to get
we didn't,
involved
No, we didn't seek it out. The fundraiser with Eric, he's actually old school friends with a director that we've worked with. We did the soundtrack for a film a couple years ago called Polyester. And as she's also directing one of the videos for the record. And she contacted us a couple of months ago and asked us to look at it and asked us if we'd be interested in helping head up a concert down in San Diego to help with their publicity campaign and raise a little bit of money to pay for his legal expenses. And so we checked into the story and we're as aghast as I think a lot of people have been at the injustice. And so, you know, it's the least we could do. So
it seems like getting involved in issues is also part of the Truckee Brothers mantra. I mean, you have we've heard your awesome PSAs about saving internet radio, and is that an important part of your music, or is that
well?
Just
I mean,
sort of
we're artists. I mean, if we cared about money and superficial stuff, we'd be doing different things, you know. So
right.
So
we would have been number one already.
Exactly. We're like, you know.
Yeah, we'd be the guys in the office not playing the guitars.
Right.
But yeah, no, it doesn't matter to us a lot. So.
Should we go to another live song?
Set? You tuned?
Yeah, I've now got a new string, so we're good.
All right, cool. What are you going to play for us now?
Sure.
Try a song we've never played before acoustically.
Don't know tomorrow, headed somewhere else fast. I sprayed weed killer on my hometown roots, stained my skin, bleached my teeth, take my prescription mood.
God.
At the start of the 21st, the start of the 21st, the start of the 21st century. At the start of the 21st, at the start of the 21st, at the start of the 21st.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
How much is the writing part of this like a collaborative process, or is there one of you that writes the songs and the other ones kind of add to it?
It's all art. I mean,
we write the songs that the whole world doesn't sing. Yeah, no. As a band, we do the music, and then me and Pete get together and
figure out what this band wants to say.
Yeah.
No, it's really down to the odd noise that the four guys make in this room, or this room, or any other room.
And is this new album? Does it have does each album have a certain theme that you guys are working with for that album, or?
Well, I mean, or the themes not you like come back to throughout. Theme, just you know, this one's pretty much dealing with a lot of adversity, struggle, which we're
life.
Everybody goes through a lot of political stuff on this album. Not obvious political, like, you know, that you're going to hear immediately upon first listen, but
like your song "Kill the President," for example.
Yeah, exactly. We're trying to be subtle about that because the
as soon as we
see,
leave the studio,
because now of course the Secret Service
right outside the
of
studio,
course
as soon as we leave.
Hears this, and of course now they're going to come to each of our homes.
Well, they have the office next to ours anyway.
Oh,
so
cool.
It's no problem.
We'll be shoved into a black van on our exit from the building.
You didn't see that parked out there when you came in, though, did you? Okay.
No.
So do you guys play out in L.A. a lot? It's like you're based in San Diego, but do you come up to L.A. to perform frequently, or do you mostly perform in that area?
We played the Silver Lake Lounge last month. Ago, yeah. Yeah, and we probably spend more time. In San Diego, we kind of get our act together, learn our songs, and then we go out.
We spend more time on the road than in Southern California.
Yeah, so. Which is
this
of course,
upcoming tour is you're going to do the whole country or
no
certain regions? We're going to the South. We're going to we're going to Tennessee down to Louisiana and around there, and then and back here to play Vegas and up the coast, and then
Seattle,
and then some stuff out in Colorado. And
has your music been better received in different regions? Sort of based on, you know, thinking about
probably
the political content
received
and things like that.
In the UK, actually. We probably, did a tour out there, and that was great.
It was amazing. First sold-out shows we did, and first encores I think we ever got as well.
Wow. Yeah, and they were, like, singing songs at the end of the songs that they've never heard before. Like, we're like, wow.
Amazing music fans, yeah.
Yeah, it was very cool.
That and Las Vegas would have to be some of my favorites.
But, you know, we've played a lot of places. Punk clubs, rock clubs, blues clubs. Kind of all Americana places, and we kind of somehow squeak into all these places and it works. So,
well, I guess your music does kind of fit into all those categories a little bit here, there, punk, rock, Americana, and everything like that.
A little clean and a little dirty.
Is that important to kind of avoid being compartmentalized into just one genre so you have like the freedom to do different kinds of music?
We're just music fans at the end of the day, so we're just reacting to stuff we like to hear and we like to sing and we like to play, so that it's not there's not any kind of plan to it.
And then we're all very musically different from each other as well, so it's just going to come out.
We've got concertos coming out of Ott, you know. And we've got,
he's a classical guitar player, actually. So,
Do we have music of theirs that we were going to play, or we were just going to do another live song?
Let's do another song, and then
and then we're going to have to.
I'd like to play their PSA. We're already over time, but let's. Who cares? It's internet radio, right?
Yeah, fantastic. Do you guys have one more song you do for us?
The next DJ is going to
sure. What do we want to do?
You want to do Nature?
Okay.
What's this one called?
I Am Nature.
All right, sounds good.
Or do you want to do Komodo?
Do half of one song and then the middle. Do half of the other song.
Okay, we'll do one verse, one chorus. I Am Nature, and then we'll go into Kiss My Mother.
All right, gotcha.
That makes it a Hear Hear Kill Radio exclusive.
There we go.
Never before ever attempted.
Groupies and sycophants.
brother Katie.
Hit the streets of the meat to look you in the eye with a knife in their palm. And some kind of soul sucker trying to quote you a line and sing you a song. Now back away now, back off of mother. I got a lover to get back to other. None of your business kinds of things. The keys to your hair, the lock from the inside. But the drummer don't mind, the drummer don't mind. Hell, this drummer don't mind. You can't kiss my Komodo. You can't kiss my Komodo. On the underside. Well, you can't kiss my Komodo. You can't kiss my Komodo. On the underside.
Well, we can nice. See it. I'm sure our audience could hear it. That was fun. That was awesome.
That was fun. Thanks for having us. Please.
Thanks so much for coming in, guys. Really appreciate it. Yeah, MySpace.com/Truckee Brothers, TRUCKEE
Brothers.
BROTHERS.
Excellent. And good luck on your upcoming gigs.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having us. And thanks for everybody listening out there, too. So.
Fantastic. We'll surely be hearing more from you and by you. We'll be playing you on the show. And,
yep.
And we're going to go to that PSA.
Let's go to the PSA.
All right, so just could you guys like introduce this first, what we're going to play now? This is a PSA that you guys sent us. And
introduce us having an awful lot of fun. Yeah, this is for the SaveNet radio campaign. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the copyright issues that are going on right now with federal mandating of copyright levels expected from internet radio such as yourselves, which could put a lot of you guys out of commission.
Yep.
And so this is our attempt to try and weigh in on the issue from the artist side that we support internet radio and feel it's a huge value to us as artists and it's a huge value to us as listeners to support and to keep alive. And there's a freedom there. So we're giving away a bonus track from our record on May 1st on our website at TruckeeBrothers.com for one day only. And we're giving a free license to internet radio to play it as well. So.
Yeah, and interesting too is... the song Mayday, you can't say on the radio because it's a word that's been made illegal to say because of, a couple of reasons.
It's obviously a distress call.
A distress call, but then it also used to be a communist call to arms for doing...
sort of meetings and
yeah.
Gatherings.
Yeah, or striking. We're going to strike this day. Yeah. So they say Mayday on the air, and then everybody strikes that day. So, and of course, us being really scared of communism, can't say that word either. And so, obviously, what better song to have than a song that you can't say on the radio be on internet radio, right?
That's right. Because we can say anything on internet radio.
That's right.
Fuck yeah. All right. We appreciate your support. Let's do this.
Hey, this is the Truckee Brothers.
And you're listening to
Here on Kill Radio.
We want to talk to you about internet radio.
Yeah, man.
Internet radio has been a way for us to get our music to you.
That's right.
It gives us a chance to be heard.
Yeah.
A recent decision by the Copyright Royalty Board is threatening to silence independent artists like us.
Those bastards.
And significantly limit what you get to hear.
Those bastards.
But change starts with people like you out there.
Yeah, you. Not the greedy mofos out there, but you.
Call or write your congressman today.
You spell check.
And let them know that you don't want internet radio silenced.
Oh, and make sure you don't have, like, caller ID and stuff like that so they can know what number you are. Because they'll fine you, man. I know. They'll fine you.
And then after you take care of that, You can also visit SaveNetRadio.org.
.org, not .com.
For more information on how to help. You may never know how important internet radio is until you can't hear it any longer. You hear that?
I hear it playing.
That's internet radio gone.
Sounds like a plane.
It's without internet radio.
Well,
Here, here. Here, here. Of course you took the purple one.
There I am. You said I could.
Yeah.
So that was Help Me Womba. I'm tangled up here with all these mics left over.
Yes.
That was Splitsville out of Baltimore. MySpace.com/Splitsville. It's a song we've played before, and I wanted to play it again, called Yearbook. And then the Henry Clay people we heard before that, they're part of the, I always get the name
wrong,
Central Second Collective. Who's big fans of Kill Radio, and we're big fans of them.
And they're playing tonight, aren't they?
Yeah, I believe the Henry Clay people are playing along with...
Clark 8.
Thank you. My brain went fried for a second. Clark 8, who's going to be performing the May 20th Hear Hear event that we're doing at Lost Souls, and Henry Clay people, who's part of the Central Second Collective. They're both, them and a couple other bands are playing at Mr. T's tonight in Highland Park. That song we heard, though, wasn't one we've played before. They submitted it, I never played it, but it's called Gentle Charm of the Soviet. They're out of Los Angeles, of course, myspace.com/thehenryclaypeople. So would you like to thank all the bands, Don? Do you have anything you want to say?
It's 420. I got to go. Thank you, Splitsville, Henry Clay People, Truckee Brothers, Oxygen, Can a Bus Dream, The Failures Union, Josh Hayden, Cavort, El Tree, Lincoln Six Echo, Hardwire, The Challenger Deep, Carmessi, and The Larksman.
Yay.
You have been on Here on killradio.org. Monday, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Check out myspace.com/HEAR_HERE.
Check the blog later this week. I'll have photos of the Truckee Brothers, as well as a short video I just took with my cell phone. I'll have it uploaded later this week. You'll see it on our blog of their performance. And I believe that's it. Anything else you want to say, John?
Real quick. This Thursday, free independent music show called Get Lucky at 3 Clubs on Vine. It's 1123 Vine. Go to myspace.com/thecouchnight. And I'll be DJing. And we have three awesome bands who've all performed here in the Kill Radio studio on my show Is Good. They include One Trick Pony, who actually performed the last Hear Hear benefit. Oliver Future, who's just a really awesome band. And a band called All Wrong and The Plans Change, who I interviewed last week.